Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit vzw.com for availability.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with a developing story. ESPN's Mark Stein and Zach Lowe are reporting the Celtics and 76ers are in advanced discussions right now about a trade that could send the number one pick in next week's draft to Philadelphia. The deal could also send the number three pick and others to Boston. The draft is next Thursday. Round two at the 117th U.S. Open in Erin, Wisconsin. Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka share the lead at 8-under. They're one shot ahead of England's Paul Casey and Tommy Fleetwood. Vikings wideout Michael Floyd faces a court hearing a week from Monday after reports that he violated the terms of his house arrest by drinking. Floyd was found asleep at the wheel in Scottsdale back in December 2015. ESPN's Mark Stein reports John Horst will be the new GM of the Milwaukee Bucks. Horst gets promoted from his current job as director of basketball operations. Reggie Bullock of the Pistons and Monte Ellis of the Pacers each get five-game suspensions for violating the league's anti-drug program.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with up to 50% off menswear designed by Michael Strahan and get up to 40% off MSX activewear. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
First off, Draymond Green's t-shirt was great. If you missed it at the Warrior Victory Parade yesterday, he had a shirt with what looked like the Quicken Loans logo, except it said Quickie, as in that's what the final series was, a Quickie against the Cavs. And of course, Dan Gilbert owns Quicken Loans, and he owns the Cavs. You get all that. Now, Draymond's quickly becoming the NBA's antagonist, the bad guy, though he's kind of a funny bad guy, and he's clever, and he's quick, so to speak. Like when LeBron contended he'd never played on an NBA super team. Did not take Draymond long to shoot that down appropriately. How can LeBron say he never played on a super team? His was what, the second big three, quote-unquote, in modern NBA history after the Celtics? Two stars from other teams joining one star on his team? That's a super team. And while the Warriors certainly look super team-ish, there's a difference between super team and super team. The Warriors are the latter, the Heat were the former. A big four where three were drafted by that team? See, that's different than the Bron, Wade, Bosch, Heat. Hate to say it, but Draymond is right. In 60 seconds, Mr. Patino, take down that banner.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And with summer right around the corner, it's the perfect time to pick up Armor All Protectant Wipes for just $3.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan and up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. See store first 6/14 to 6/18.
The NCAA has hammered Louisville. Among the punishments dished out after its investigation into whether the basketball team used strippers and other sex industry workers to help recruit players is that the Cardinals lose its 2013 national title. Gone, like it never happened. It would be the first basketball program to have that happen, should they not win the appeal. Individually, Rick Pitino gets hit too, forced to sit out the first five ACC games of the season. Now, he said he was unaware that any of this was happening, and I believe him, just like I believe the head football coach telling me in the offseason how no coach wants to do improper things during recruiting, but there's no way to know everything that's going on. Guess you'd better find a way to know it. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Thinking about your summer vacation? Toes in the sand. Hiking the trails. Taking a dip in the pool. Days Inn can help you get there. With over 1,600 locations, no matter where your travels take you, there's always a Days Inn nearby. Bask in the sun and save now on your fun-filled vacation at Days Inn. Stay two nights and save 20%. Plus earn 1,000 Wyndham Rewards bonus points when you book at daysinn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Be listening between now and 7 o'clock. We've still got that final prize package from the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival to give away to a lucky listener. Concludes one of those badges that's going to get you in to a lot of upcoming events. Cedar Rapids Colonels at home tonight, taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings. We wish them the best of luck as they try to lock down a first-half playoff berth in the Midwest League standings. Jack Dom will join us coming up bottom of the hour, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. But first, as promised, we've got Randy Larson, the commissioner of the Primetime League, here with us. Not Randy's first time on the KGYM airwaves. We like to touch base with you every year. Randy, right around the kickoff for Primetime League, and you guys are ready to roll this weekend. You're number 31.
Yes, I said 31 years ago that I'd probably still be doing this when I was walking with a cane and drooling, and I don't have a cane yet, but I probably am drooling once in a while. But I just figured that there'd be a market always for seeing what the incoming Iowa players were like firsthand for yourself, and to see how the Iowa Hawkeyes that we already know and love are doing and progressing, and you know, what kind of strides Tyler Cook has made, what kind of strides Jordan Bohannon's got after a year of great competition under his belt. And then I think the competition's a big part of what people like to see. I don't think Ahmad Wagner and Tyler Cook are going to give up their starting spots very easily, but he's got two incoming big guys that are determined to grab some minutes. And so I think there's a lot of competition, both to fill Peter Jock's spot and to be the backup point guard or push Jordan Bohannon at point guard, but especially up front.
Randy, I think a lot of the talk around the inner circles of basketball, especially over the past few years after Kobe Bryant's comments, are about AAU and kind of the setup for high school kids, and it doesn't promote team basketball. You talk about in your statement you want to provide kind of a structured system. How hard is that when you're getting players for just the summer and they don't play together? How much of a challenge is that for you?
Well, I try to tell them what my philosophy is, and of course they can follow it or not, but my philosophy is that most college coaches are looking for somebody that makes his team win. And AAU basketball tries to serve two masters, and I don't think you can do that. The one master is, we're trying to showcase you. And the other master is, we're trying to win games. We're trying to play together. And I just don't think you can do both those things. I tell the guys, make no mistake about it, you go work on your game when you want. The hard workers are going to get better in the off season. But when you're on the floor, work on your habits so that your habits in the summer are the same as they are during the school year, which is make the extra pass, talk on screens, get back on defense, screen out your guy, play hard all the time, enjoy it when your teammate comes in for you, don't be surly about coming out of the game, and try to develop a team that's better than the sum of its parts. And if you do that, I think people will recognize that you were part of that chemistry, you were part of what made that team better. They can figure out your skills on their own. I just don't think there's a need to prove to somebody that you can make a fall-away turnaround jumper from 20 feet with two people on you. To me, when I see a shot like that, I could care less if it goes in. What I've learned is that that player doesn't know how to play basketball. So I'm not interested in him anymore. And I think those more and more coaches, as you see the influence of Golden State and San Antonio at the NBA level, and I just love the fact that that's how Fran McCaffrey and Ben Jacobson coach, share the ball, be a good teammate, play hard. So that's what we try to do. We don't have the same influence. But as Phil Jackson said, a coach always has playing time as a weapon, and we encourage our primetime coaches to say to guys, you're playing, you know, a different way than what we're trying to play. Come over and sit down and watch, and we'll show you what we're trying to do. And use that, even with your best players, maybe especially with your best players. Luckily with you and I and Iowa guys, it's kind of second nature to them by now anyway.
You mentioned you and I, and obviously their involvement in this league helps keep it going because you've got to have enough players to play games. But you guys, within the last couple years, have started to play games up in Waterloo at the Sportsplex as well. And how's that arrangement been working out for you guys?
I think it's fabulous.
Okay.
And I was worried when Ben said, you know, we'd love to have you come up here. We got a new facility. It's air-conditioned. We got two courts and everything. Ben's a member up there at the Sportsplex. And I said, well, you know, these kinds of things are up to Fran. If he wants his guys to do it and he's willing to do it, to have you guys in the league, it sure is fine with me. I don't mind driving. And I went to Fran, and to his credit, not one worry about how many more hours that meant as a commitment from his players. What he said was this: I'd love to have you and I in the league. The least we can do is meet him up there, you know, a third of the time or so. And I said, well, you know, what if your players don't end up making it? And he says, that won't happen. They want to play. They'll be there. And to his word, they have been. And it's a good way to analyze who really wants to do it. You know, once in a while you get a guy that says he couldn't get a ride. And I say, well, there were 40 kids up here tonight from Iowa City playing in Waterloo. There's a lot of guys get a ride from. I ain't buying it. Your desire level needs to go up a little bit if you want to be a Hawkeye that contributes.
Lots of familiar names coaching on the sidelines. Ron Novi, our good friend Dan Ahrens. You've got a team this year. Ray Switella, who always has a successful team year in and year out. What is it about this that keeps these guys coming back year in and year out?
I think the chance to coach really talented guys. Almost every team in the league has a guy that's got a pretty good chance to be in the NBA. And you don't get that opportunity all the time. So to be able to say you coached a guy that plays at a high level like Iowa, you and I, maybe becomes an all-conference player or makes it in the NBA or plays overseas European style, I think that's part of it. And the other part of it is I think kids want to be told how to play. They want to be coached. And so our guys listen. And so I think these coaches really enjoy the fact that that's not a lot of work, it's not a lot of time, but it's an opportunity to really impact these guys and to have them listen. So I think they enjoy it. We don't get very much turnover in the coaches. I'm proud of them. We choose them very carefully. Ray Sotala was not only a head college coach for 12 years, but he was assistant for Bobby Knight in Indiana. Ron Novi, a very successful AAU coach. Dan Aaron's one of the great AAU coaches of all time. Jordan O'Neill, a high school and college basketball player. We've got good people there, and I think you have to, because you can't go to Tyler Cook and tell him something that doesn't make any sense to him. It's got to make sense to these high-level players. And so learning how your coach coaches, learning what you can tell your players, learning how to get along with new players. I love the fact that they've got to buy in to developing a camaraderie with seven guys that maybe they never met before. And I also love the fact that although most of the year the you and I guys are enemies, for nine games they're teammates. And I like that. I think that's nice to have them get to know each other. Get to develop their games together on the court. I think it adds a little something to those Iowa-U and I games in the fall, the fact that they know each other so well. Nobody wants to beat anybody so much as somebody you know. You know, when you're playing basketball against your friends, you always want to beat them, and I think that's kind of some of the fun of it.
You touched on it a little bit, but whether it's Tyler Cook or Jordan Bohannon or Clint Carlson, the Division I players, or a D3 player, or a high school kid, how is this league kind of beneficial for everybody involved?
Well, I think that as a young player, you want to play against the best players you can. I'm always shocked when I find out that there's some kid that just doesn't want to play because he doesn't think he's good enough. Get in the game. Do what you can. You know, maybe you're not going to be good enough, but that's how you get better, is by playing against the best players. Secondly, I think that every player out there should take as a challenge developing those good habits. There's no reason to come into summer league and say, I'm going to shoot a bunch of 25-footers if your college coach doesn't want you shooting that shot. And so learning to react on the court and has as a habit a good playing style, a good playing habits, I think that's part of what we try to preach to these guys. There's no college coach in the country that doesn't want you to screen out, talk on screens, get back on defense, make the extra pass, drive the ball, make good decisions. So why not do that in the summer too?
PTL kicking off on Sunday in North Liberty at the Rec Center. PTL Commissioner Randy Larson joining us on the program. You alluded to it earlier, Randy. One of the big draws is Hawkeye fans getting a chance to see the incoming freshman. You've got one of those guys on your Vinton Merchants roster in Jack Nungy. What do you know about him?
Former Iowan, a guy that's been described as a similar playing style to Jared Uthoff, and a guy that everyone says is a great shooter, inside, outside, that big body. He's about 2 inches and 30 pounds bigger than Uthoff already. And although Uthoff got strong, that's something that he didn't start out with, and Jack Nungy is going to have to develop. And so I took him first because at that point, he was just somebody I was interested in having on my team. I knew he would be excited about it. There's something about your first time in front of those Hawkeye fans in prime time that puts a little extra skip in their walking. So I'm always excited to have one of the new guys. And then to put him with a true veteran, Clint Carlson. Clint Carlson is probably you and I's returning best player. Former walk-on, Waverly, Iowa. I've had him on my team the summer before. A tough matchup. So both Nungy and Carlson can shoot the three. And I got two great sharpshooters, Brady Ellison and Adam McDermott, with them. So it'll be interesting to see if we guard anybody, because I think we're going to be able to score. And then I think Luca Garza was taken the second round because people know he's the Washington, D.C. Player of the Year. He's going to compete for playing time this fall, possibly as a starter, because he has a great feel for the game. And he's about 4 or 5 inches bigger than our returning starters. So it's going to be interesting to see when people like Ahmad Wagner go up against Garza, and there's that tension of, hey, you're not showing me up this summer. I'm fighting for my minutes this fall right now.
With the way that the draft went and the way the rosters are constructed, what do you think is going to be the biggest storyline to kind of follow for fans watching this season of the Primetime League?
Those two guys, Nungy and Garza, are they going to come in and really make a battle, or do they have to wait their turn until older players graduate before they make their mark? My guess is they're going to be in the mix day one. They're going to be part of that top 8 or 9. And then just kind of seeing how well those returning players rise to that challenge. Does Don Mule and Brady Anderson, do they look like they can have those very common senior breakout years where they all of a sudden go to a new level? Or are they going to fade and get beat out by younger players? I think what you're going to see is that Fran has really got a lot of talent, and with the few losses he had, that this will be the strongest team in 3-4 years.
How much longer do you want to keep doing this?
You know, I love doing it. Of course, I'm about 17 at heart, so I don't have any issues with that. I do it as long as I want to have it. We found out with the Women's League this year that it was just time to let it go. They passed a rule that said that incoming freshmen have to count on your players for the 2-per-team limit. That meant with 13 Iowa players in the league, we had to have 7 game-time league teams. That meant that if you take those 13 out of 70 to have a 10-person roster on each team, you're looking for 57 college-level women players in Eastern Iowa. We just didn't have that many, so it was time to say we just can't provide the competition. But there are always a lot of men that are ex-college players or small college players that fit in very well in this league. So as long as there's players that want to do it, programs that want me to do it, and fans that want to come see it, I'm delighted to do it.
Has any NCAA legislation kind of changed the way you guys have had to do things within your league?
A little bit. We used to be 1 per team. Now it's 2 per team. It used to be just returning players counted against that limit. Now it's all incoming players also. But not much. Coaches have to take a test. We got to get certified. You got to go through background check. You got to send in all your application stuff. There's a bunch of rules, but you know it's old hat by this time. The dirty little secret I have is that my secretary is very good at all that paperwork. So she handles most of that stuff. Give Diana a lot of credit for that. But you just have to stay on top of it. Every year they make a few changes. The biggest change is that years ago, when we started for the first 15 years, the Iowa and UNI coaches couldn't even watch their players play in the summer. Couldn't coach them, but couldn't even watch them. Coach Davis came to all of our games because he wanted to see how his kids were looking. Now you get 2 one-hour practices every week. You get 3-on-3 practices. You get individual workouts. You get strength and conditioning. So they're on top of their players much better than they were. And that's a good change because basketball players are going to play almost every day, all year round. Why not let the coaches have some impact on having them play the right way? So I'm all in favor of that. But it undercut a little bit the desirability from the coach's standpoint of having our league, because that used to be so important. But they've always, every Iowa coach we've had, I guess I've been through 4 or 5 of them now, has enjoyed it because it allows the fans to make a connection with the players and allows them to analyze their players a little bit too. They can watch our video and so forth. And so I think that they enjoy having it. Every year my first question to Fran and Ben is, do you want to do it? And they never hesitate. They'll say, oh, yeah, if you're willing to do it, let's do it.
The draft was on Wednesday night. We mentioned Tyler Cook going the number one overall. What's the primetime league draft like, Randy?
You know, what a compliment to Nicholas Bayer. 2 years ago, I took him number one, and everybody laughed. And I said, you know what? He's my kind of player. He's an everyman player. He's out there hustling. He can score. He'll guard anybody. He plays inside and out. He sets a tone on your team like a Matt Gaetens would or Jeff Settles would about everybody playing the right way. And now, what Mila took him, Ron Novi, one of our veteran coaches, taking him second round. Nicholas Bayer was top five in the league last year in assists, points, and rebounds, the only player in the league to do that. So it's not just a question of him being a underrated, overachieving walk-on. He's a Big Ten basketball player that is a starter and possibly an all-star in the Big Ten. So I love to see that. I think that the draft is carefully done by all the coaches to make sure that all six teams are good. None of us want a team to win by 30. That's no good for any of the participants or the fans. And you get to coasting, you get to playing out the right way. So we try very hard. And when someone's turn it is to pick and they're kind of struggling, who do I want? All the coaches are saying, well, think about this guy. Think about this guy. Not everybody agrees as to who is the best player, but they all agree that they want everybody to have a good team so we can have good games.
Randy, we appreciate you taking the time to stop by and join us here in a building that you're very, very familiar with.
You know, I wanted to say something about Sean Krantz. I left this building a failure. We couldn't make it. You know, we were not going to survive.
That's a tough spot.
Yes. And well, we took a deep swallow and spent a couple hundred thousand dollars to move over to the former Slugger spot on the Corvus Strip to move Monica's there. And business immediately doubled without us changing a thing, really. And so I give Sean all the credit in the world. He's not only surviving, he's thriving here, a little bit tucked out of the way. But those of you that aren't familiar with it, this is a friendly place. They got a beer garden. They got great specials, a huge menu. And when you walk in the door, Sean's there to make sure everybody's doing things right. So credit to him. And if you don't know about it, come in. But they've really carved out a great niche here. And happy to say we're thriving around the corner at Monica's. So enjoy that.
Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Jones Gym at the North Liberty Rec Center. You guys have come a long way. You got air conditioning now and everything.
And it's free.
And
in case people don't know, all of our games are free, whether they're in Waterloo or down here in Iowa City. And we don't ever sell out. You can always get in, squeeze in somewhere. Bring a long chair if you want to sit right on the floor and watch a guy like Tyler Cook tear the rim down, a guy like Jordan Bohin and lead his team, continue working on his defense and be one of the great shooters in Iowa history, and then a bunch of new guys that maybe you don't know as well show what they can do.
Randy, we appreciate it as always. You're number 31 getting ready to kick off this weekend. The commissioner of the Primetime League himself, Randy Larson, the guy who puts a lot of time and effort into getting us off the ground every year. And schedules available on the Primetime League website to June 18th, as we mentioned, Sunday. Things start up. It runs all the way through July 20th, and the 23rd is the championship game in North Liberty.
We don't play every Sunday and Thursday because the 4th of July, but basically Sunday and Thursday from now to the end of July. Check the website or give me a holler. Love to see you. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right, appreciate it as always, Randy. 522, Jack Dom going to join us shortly. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. We'll switch from basketball to baseball, if only momentarily. We come back, we'll give you an update on what's going on at the U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler no longer atop the leaderboard. As a matter of fact, he's a couple strokes off the lead. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Yes, the old Monica's location, as Randy mentioned. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Back with more after this.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
For dads like you, there is no off-season. You're going hard whether you're on the job or heading off to hunt. So let your family know Red Wing Shoes has exactly what you want for Father's Day. And right now, all Red Wing brand and Irish Setter shoes and boots are 20% off. Also, feel free to mention that slippers, socks, and boot care would be welcome gifts. Just tell your family they can find your Father's Day gift at Red Wing Shoes. In the fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road, Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday, the first 1,000 fans get a free bobblehead of two-time American League MVP, five-time All-Star, and former Cedar Rapids Colonel Mike Trout. Stick around for our spectacular post-game fireworks. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
525, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Freedom Festival prize pack to be given away before the top of the hour. Be listening for your chance to win when we ask for caller number 6. We mentioned the U.S. Open continuing play today, day 2 at Erin Hills. Ricky Fowler no longer atop the leaderboard. He's fallen to third place. Brooks Koepka, all alone atop the board. He, of course, is out on the course as we speak.
Is he on your fantasy team?
He is. I don't have a fantasy golf team. Sorry. Ricky Fowler, however, the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, will he win his first major this weekend? Obviously, just a couple strokes off the pace right now, but he's fallen back to the pack in third place. Zach Johnson out on the course as well. We'll give you an update on where he's at after this Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Kyle Mann back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle, take it away.
The Iowa women's basketball program received a commitment today from Mason City junior Megan Meyer, a 5'8" guard and sister of current Iowa sophomore Mackenzie Meyer. The sisters will play together at Iowa for one season in 2019, and the last time they did that, they led Mason City to the 2016 4A state title. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped the final game of their series with the Quad Cities River Bandits last night, 5-4, officially putting them behind the Kane County Cougars in the division. They trail the Cougars by a half a game and only lead the River Bandits for second place by one game. The Colonels will now look to finish strong in the final series of the first half, a three-game set at home with the Clinton Lumber Kings. It'll be a Z102.9 Mug Club tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium with first pitch scheduled for 6:35. This week's state softball polls were released yesterday, with some local schools near the top of their respective lists. Cedar Rapids Jefferson is currently ranked 5th in Class 5A, with Kennedy close behind at number 8 and Prairie 15th. Benton Community is the top team in Class 4A, and Solon is 5th in Class 3A. Tonight and over the weekend on KGYM, you'll be able to hear the Twins hosting the Indians. Minnesota currently leads Cleveland by 2 games in the American League Central, but the teams are playing a 4-game series over this weekend, including a doubleheader tomorrow. It'll be Nick Turley on the mound tonight for the Twins and Carlos Carrasco for the Indians. That'll be right after our show on 107.5 The North Gym.
Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson at 2-under currently, getting ready to play hole number 12 at Erin Hills. This coming on the heels of a pretty good round yesterday to start things off, so it's looking like Zach will make it through the weekend and not necessarily close to the top of the leaderboard, but not far enough off that Scott Unash and all of the folks from Eastern Iowa who made the trip up to Erin Hills won't have a good day following Zach around the course. But as we mentioned, it's Koepka with the lead right now.
Brooks Koepka.
I don't know.
Investigation Kuhn is on the scene.
Why I know who Brooks Koepka is. He's a very good golfer, and he's looking to take home the title. But we have yet to see Erin Hills treat the golfers the way that the U.S. Open courses normally do, and that may come Saturday and Sunday depending on the conditions. But it's been a relatively uneventful Open for the most part. That doesn't necessarily mean that some of the bigger names haven't struggled. As a matter of fact, there's going to be some pretty big names who don't make the cut at this point. The projected cut line is one over, for those of you who may be wondering. So Zach is in very good shape, and we'll see how things play out. Again, vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Jack Dom will be joining us on the phone today for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. We got a lot of baseball to talk with him, including Anthony Rizzo continuing to bat atop the lineup for the Chicago Cubs. This will be the third straight game Rizzo has led off for the Cubs. They're 1-1 with him atop the order, but he's homered in both games. And one other note, it's going to be a historic weekend for the Cedar Rapids Rampage United. Do you know about them?
They're the
outdoor soccer team in Cedar Rapids. They're going to play their first ever game at Kingston Stadium Saturday night, 7:05, taking on the defending Premier League of America champions, the Milwaukee Bavarians. 7:05, Kingston Stadium. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Cedar Rapids Colonels, 6:35, right across the parking lot at Veterans Memorial Stadium. So get there early.
Did John Cranton break that one down yesterday?
I don't believe they have any odds on the Premier League of America soccer games.
That shocks me, actually.
Cedar Rapids Rampage United, Milwaukee Bavarians this weekend. There's your soccer talk. Jack Dom's going to talk a little baseball with us next.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And with summer right around the corner, it's the perfect time to pick up Armor All Protectant Wipes for just $3.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Season 1st, 6:14 to 6:18.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with a developing story from the NBA. According to ESPN's Zach Lowe and Mark Stein, the Celtics and 76ers are in serious talks right now about a trade that could send the number one pick in next week's draft to Philadelphia. In return, the 76ers would send multiple picks to Boston, including the third overall pick. The NBA draft is next Thursday night. It's on ESPN TV and radio. Second round of the U.S. Open at Erin Hills. Right now, Brooks Koepka is in the lead at 8-under. He's one shot ahead of Paul Casey and Tommy Fleetwood, two ahead of Ricky Fowler and Brian Harman. Saints offensive lineman Teron Armstead will be out 4 to 6 months, recovering from a torn labrum in his shoulder. He'll miss at least the first month of the new season. Vikings wideout Michael Floyd is due in court a week from Monday to answer reports he violated the terms of his house arrest by drinking and by missing scheduled testing. Floyd is being tested 6 times a day under his house arrest, which was scheduled to end tomorrow.
Brought to you by Toyota. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR, a stylish crossover with car-like handling. It's the perfect vehicle to flip the script. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, TV host and entrepreneur. I own a construction and design business, and I never want to turn down a job because I don't have enough capital for hiring or to buy equipment. That's why Kabbage is so important. Kabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds whenever you need them. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Kabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Go to kabbage.com/boss or 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K. 888-CABBAGE.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We're at the halfway point of the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in and join us. Things are starting to pick up here. The bar is almost full, and there's just a couple seats remaining for folks coming in, starting their weekend off with a bite to eat or maybe enjoying the happy hour specials here. I see Ashley putting a couple of those KGYM pint glasses to good use behind the bar. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic drafts until 7 o'clock tonight. Lots of baseball on tap this evening. The Cubs on the East Coast, as are the Cardinals. So both of those games will start at 6:05. Cubs taking on the Pirates. Cardinals battling their former St. Louis rivals. That's right, the Baltimore Orioles. They used to be the St. Louis Browns back in the day. We'll have Cleveland and Minnesota for you tonight a little after 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. That's one of our three frequencies. You can catch us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Time for our weekly baseball segment. What a coincidence. Setting the table there with the games tonight as a segue to bringing Jack on board with us, Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom on the phone with us. And Jack, saw some photos of the Mount Mercy facility today on Facebook, and I know you've got to be getting excited that it's becoming closer and closer to being a finished product there.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of progress being made, and I've been on the road quite a bit here in Chicago, and it's always fun every week when I come back in town and see the progress that they've made. They've got the softball field is almost 100% complete. They've got the majority of the turf already on the soccer/football facility, and then they've made a lot of progress on the baseball field also. And you know what? It's going to be done in August, and it's going to be a game changer for the entire program. And it's exciting watching the progress.
Anthony Rizzo batting atop the lineup for Joe Maddon again tonight in Pittsburgh. This will be Game 3 with the first baseman batting leadoff. What are your thoughts on this move here? Because it seems to have worked in the short term for Maddon, but is this a long-term answer for the Cubs?
I think it's more of a short-term situation with Rizzo. Every once in a while you hear people talk about put the guy that's hot in the three-hole or the guy that's going to hot in the leadoff spot. And it has given them a little boost of energy, of course, with Rizzo hitting two leadoff home runs. But I think you'd rather see a guy that's going to get on base a lot and have Rizzo drive him in. Although there's a lot of similarities between, Schwarber and also Rizzo. So, they just don't, it's a big hole for the Cubs. They don't have that true leadoff guy. You know, they miss Fowler without a doubt. Not only his ability as a leadoff guy, the table setter, but also the fact that the leadership that he brought in the clubhouse. So it's something that the Cubs are going to probably look to address. But I think that's more of a short-term answer than a long-term answer.
The other bit of news around the Cubs today, Ben Zobrist goes on the disabled list. Not really a big surprise there for anybody who's been watching him this season. It just seems like he has not been healthy ever since spring training.
No, he's been beat up all year long, and he's played a lot of games. You look at a guy that's won two world championships in a row. He's getting up there in age right now, and he's played a lot of baseball the last couple of years, and it takes its toll on the body. he's the ultimate professional, though. You're not going to find a better guy that can prepare himself better. And hopefully he can get healthy because he's such a valuable piece to that lineup where he can protect whoever they have. It's Rizzo in the three hole or, and actually Zobrist could be a leadoff hitter himself. So they're going to miss him, but that's also the nice thing about the Cubs depth as far as middle infield with Baez and Addison Russell.
Jack, speaking of getting up there in age, John Lackey has been victimized by some home run balls lately, giving up a lot of early runs. Are we just seeing him getting older, or are you noticing something from the veteran right-hander?
You know, I haven't seen all of his starts, but when I watch some of them, it just seems like everything's flattening out. And we talked, you know, I believe it was a week or two ago, how we talked about Wainwright changing his approach, how his preparation to a game. Right now, they're just coming out. Opposing hitters are angry because they know he's going to come after you. He's a very aggressive pitcher, throws more first-pitch strikes almost than anybody in the National League. And that's one of those that he's probably going to have to change his approach a little bit, because his stuff is starting to flatten out. And you know what? Again, he's an older guy. He kind of reinvented himself a couple years ago with the Cardinals where he dropped his arm slot a little bit. And he got a little more life on his fastball. So there might be something mechanical that they might be able to tweak a little bit with his grip or even just change his arm slot a tick to try to get more ground balls out of it. You know, he's always been a little bit of a fly ball pitcher. But right now, you know, people are just ambushing him. They're coming in. They're ready to hit early off of him because his approach is first pitch strike.
Touching All Bases, our weekly segment with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom here on KGYM and the Todd Brummel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's June 16th today, Jack. The trade deadline is about 6 weeks away. How long do you think we're going to have to wait until we see a team make the first big move of the season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is everybody's still in it. You know, there's so many teams with the wild cards. If you look, you know, people have to decide if they're going to be buyers and sellers. Of course, the team that we've known all year long, even when they're in first place early on in the year, the Chicago White Sox. Unfortunately for the White Sox, Quintanas isn't having a great year. I believe he's 2-6. His ERA is up. His strikeout to walk ratio is not quite as good. But I think the White Sox will be there. You know, the White Sox right now will probably wait for him to have a couple good outings in a row where maybe that trade value can get up there. He's still going to be one of the top trade baits out there because of his contract being left-handed. I was just listening to a TV show how they talked about the type of money that Rich Hill got last year as a free agent. And Quintanas is probably better than Rich Hill, even though his numbers aren't quite as good this year. So I think it's still going to be a couple of weeks probably. Because I think people are going to try to get more bang for their buck, and I still think it's a couple weeks away or a week or two away before we see anything real big.
Jack, I don't know if you get to watch the Yankees a lot, but are you ready to say we're seeing a budding superstar in Aaron Judge?
Yes, without a doubt. He is a special guy. You know, first of all, you just look at him and physically. He's a big guy. I heard a comparison. He's a Michael Strahan and / Derek Jeter in New York, with a gap in his teeth and just the way he handles himself and the maturity and, you know, what a great ballpark and what a great market for him, to play in. And, he's definitely a budding superstar. What an imposing guy. I think I heard he's 280 pounds. That's absolutely amazing, and I still remember talking to Ed Service from Creighton when they played against Fresno State, and they said he talked about him, how big he was and how imposing he was. But he's definitely a budding superstar, probably coming along a little bit quicker than anybody anticipated. But, he's one of those guys I kind of talked about Jake Adams with the University of Iowa, that anytime he was coming up, if I was in the car or if I was watching on TV, I always made sure I stopped to watch Jake Adams when he was hitting. That's the way it is right now with Aaron Judge. You're always waiting for something sensational to happen. Even when he swings and misses or fouls a ball off, he kind of takes your breath away. So he definitely is a budding superstar and very athletic at his size. a pretty solid right fielder. I know he made a throwing error the other day, but just a fun guy to watch. And, you know, the Yankees are in a great position right now. They got a lot of young talent, and you know, they're going to be good for a while.
Since you mentioned Jake, I'm going to go ahead and pivot to the draft. Were you surprised to see him taken as high as he was in the sixth round by the Houston Astros?
You know what? I thought he might be a little closer to the 10th or 12th round just because he struggled in some of the early games at the Big Ten tournament. And but anytime you can find power like that, and it's raw power, and a guy that still's got a pretty good feel for hitting. Now, he's got some adjustments he's going to need to make by shortening up his swing, but he has raw power. So all it takes is one team to really like him, and look at the team that took him. They have a small ballpark. They like home runs. It's really a very good organization for him, and you know, it really didn't surprise me anywhere that he would go. When a guy, the Big Ten Conference has been around a long, long time, and there's been some really good baseball players come through it. Not only you know, recently, but even a couple years ago when they had the -5 bat, the trampoline effect bat, and look what Jake Adams did. He set the all-time record for home runs in the Big Ten. That tells you something right there. There's been some pretty good players go through that conference, and they used to play more games in the Big Ten also. So, you know, I think he's a guy I would definitely take a chance on, and it didn't surprise me. If someone was looking for first base power, he definitely showed it. And I thought he made some improvements or showed that he could be a good, solid defensive first baseman also.
Our weekly segment, Touching All Bases, with Jack Dom. A couple Iowa players taken in the sixth round. But the guy I want to ask you about is Nick Gallagher, the former Iowa City West standout, former Hawkeye. I know you're very close with him and his family, and that had to be a special moment of finding out that he was drafted by the Cleveland Indians this week. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was really exciting. My son Casey texted me right away. You know, Casey was teammates with him, and I had the pleasure of getting to know Nick very well, his family. You know, Bill and Julie are good friends, and his uncle, Dave Gallagher, who everybody knows throughout Iowa athletics, is one of the guys I respect the most for his passion for the Hawkeyes. But it was fun to see Nick grow as a player. I still remember, you know, I told Nick, I said, you've got to play college baseball. And you know, he wasn't even going to play college baseball. I think that's a great story everybody knows about. You know, and I kept telling him, you've got to play. I told him he's going to throw 94 miles per hour someday, and he was going to be playing Major League Baseball. And in fact, I had the pleasure of going out and meeting him the night of the draft after he got drafted. His mom called, and me and my son Casey went out and had a chance to talk to him. And you know, so that was pretty neat, and I'm very excited for him. It's fun for my son to see one of his good friends. They had the graduation party right there, Coach's Corner together. And, you know, I think Nick's got a great opportunity. He's got a great mentality. I think Scott Brinkman, which that's going to be a loss for Iowa baseball, by the way, but I think Scott did a tremendous job of developing him. And I truly believe that Nick Gallagher, with his breaking ball, with I think you're going to see him continue to gain velocity. He's learned how to work at the University of Iowa. And, you know, I think he's got a chance to make it to the big leagues. I actually believe all those Iowa Hawkeye players that got drafted at some point could, if things go right, they might be able to make it to the big leagues. I think Mason McCoy could be a tremendous utility player in the major leagues, a guy that can play all the infield positions. He's a plus defensive player. You know, I think it's going to be fun to watch those guys the next 3 to 4 years.
I want to circle back around to Jake for a second. Other than just the kind of tinkering with the swing, the small developmental things, what does he really need to improve on in order to make the major leagues?
Well, I think, you know what, one of the biggest things also is his body. He's just a big, raw, strong Midwestern boy. You know, guy from, I think it's South Dakota he's from. And, you know, what you're going to see, and he's changed his body a little bit from a year ago at DMAC. You know, you're going to see him continue to change that body, continue to mature. He's going to continue to get stronger, which is pretty scary. And then he's going to have to continue to work on his approach. I think talking to Nick Gallagher and the left fielder was from Iowa, leadoff guy that got hit in the nose, Chris, I can't remember his last name right now, was there, and they were talking Waylon. About how, you know, Jake really struggled in the fall, but he worked extremely hard in the off season, and he was hoping to hit 10 to 12 home runs during the spring, and he goes out and hits 29 home runs. So he saw what hard work can do, making some adjustments, a big credit to the coaching staff over there. But the biggest thing is you're going to see his body change and then also shorten up his swing.
College World Series is right around the corner, getting ready to get started up. The field has been set. You got a pick this year. Who do you like?
Well, you know me. I'm always one of those guys that likes my good friends. And, of course, LSU with Paul Maneri is a very close friend of mine and mentor. I'm really rooting for them. But I also believe that they have a great chance. But I tell you what, it's pretty hard to go against Oregon State. And that pitching staff, you know, when you go, and I believe their ERA is below a 2, to have arms like that in Ameritrade Stadium, that's the other big piece of the puzzle. If you can have dominant pitching like that and the pitching depth that they have, not only in the starting rotation, but also coming out of the bullpen, they're going to be a tough team to beat. And LSU's on that same side of the bracket. But it's going to a lot of big-name schools there. Of course, Florida State, Mike Martin. You know, he's been there 20-something times, but hasn't won the World Series yet. That's a big, you know, storyline. You got CCU, you got LSU, Louisville. So it's going to be an exciting series. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get over there. I'm supposed to be going over there next week to meet with a couple of my reps. But, you know, with my dad's situation, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it over there. But it's going to be an exciting series. I know a lot of people in the state of Iowa go over there. If you have not been to the College World Series, I highly recommend it to anybody of any age to go over there because it is an event that Omaha has done a great job with. It's fun baseball. It's a great environment and always a good time when you go to Omaha.
Jack, one more for you. And we've been talking about this all week with the Major League Baseball draft. There was a kid drafted number 2 overall by the Cincinnati Reds by the name of Hunter Green. He was featured on Sports Illustrated as a 17-year-old kid that could throw 102 miles an hour. If you're looking at him and projecting him 3 to 4 years from now, how terrified are you about arm injuries?
You know, it is concerning, but now you're also looking at a 17-year-old kid, but you look at that body, you've got a very mentally mature, emotionally mature kid, but he's 6'2", 180. But I'm always concerned when you have kids that are such power pitchers. You look at what Steven Strasburg has gone through. He's had a couple of arm injuries. You look at that pitching rotation for the Mets. How will it hold up? But you're also talking about a freak athlete here. You're talking very similar to a LeBron James. You got a guy that could have been a first-round draft pick as a shortstop or a first-round draft pick as a pitcher. So it's always a concern with all these power pitchers nowadays. I think the biggest difference between a Steven Strasburg and Green is the fact that Green is a tremendous athlete. Strasburg was a big body guy that lost a lot of weight, wasn't quite in shape, and his body might have been able to handle the torque. Right now, you know, Green is a little different type of athlete, and hopefully he'll be able to maintain that arm strength, the core strength, and everything else.
Jack, we appreciate the time as always. Have an enjoyable Father's Day weekend, and our best to you and your family.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joining us from Chicago, where he's spending some time with his father, and always appreciate getting his insights with us every Friday here, whether it's in person at Coach's Corner or whether it's on the phone with him. Love It or Leave It is coming up to lead off hour number 3. We'll talk a little bit about that big NBA rumor that's been floating around today as well. Are the Celtics getting ready to move that number 1 pick in next week's draft to the 76ers? That and more coming up in hour number 3, but first we've got to get through hour number 2. We'll do that when we return. Our next big board update on the way after this.
More coffee?
Thanks, Jenna. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
GNC's got what you need to crush your goals with the Summer Savings Event.
Now featuring Buy More, Save More. Just pick your favorite sports performance brand, buy two and save 20%, or buy three and save 30%.
Ignite diet goals with CelluCore, Super HD Fire, blast through workouts with BPI BAM, unleash unrelenting energy with Performix Super Male T V2X, and take NO for an answer with Force Factor Volcano.
Hustle into your GNC or visit GNC.com. Sale ends July 5th. Change begins at GNC.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. OverheadCRIC.com.
This weekend, yes or no, it's the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Vote now, and no would maybe be the best choice right now because Fowler has slipped down the leaderboard a little bit. He is tied for fifth along with J.B. Holmes. It's Brooks Koepka all alone atop the leaderboard at 8-under. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is 7 strokes off the lead. He is 1-under. Through 12 today. The projected cut line is at 1 over par, so Zach has a couple strokes of cushion between himself and the cut line. Looks like he'll be sticking around America's Dairyland for the weekend, and best of luck and safe travels to all of the folks that are listening in Eastern Iowa who may be heading up there as part of Father's Day weekend plans. Our very own Scott Unash is at Erin Hills. Did you ask him to bring you back anything?
I did not.
Do you think Scott will bring us souvenirs?
I don't think so.
Maybe we should ask Scott to bring us something back, a hat or a shirt or something. I can bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update right now. I can't personally bring it to you, but Kyle Mann back in the studio can.
The Iowa women's basketball program received a commitment today from Mason City junior Megan Meyer, a 5'8" guard and sister of current Iowa sophomore Mackenzie Meyer. The sisters will play together at Iowa for one season in 2019, and the last time they did that, they led Mason City to the 2016 4A state title. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped the final game of their series with the Quad Cities River Bandits last night, 5-4, officially putting them behind the Kane County Cougars in the division. They trail the Cougars by a half game and only lead the River Bandits for second place by one game. The Colonels will now look to finish strong in the final series of the first half, a 3-game set at home with the Clinton Lumber Kings. It'll be a Z102.9 Mug Club night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with first pitch scheduled for 6:35. This week's state softball polls were released yesterday, with some local schools near the top of their respective list. Cedar Rapids Jefferson is currently ranked 5th in Class 5A, with Kennedy close behind at number 8 and Prairie 15th. Benton Community is the top team in Class 4A, and Solon is 5th in Class 3A. Tonight and over the weekend on KGYM, you'll be able to hear the Twins hosting the Indians. Minnesota currently leads Cleveland by 2 games in the AL Central, but the teams are playing a 4-game series over the weekend, including a doubleheader tomorrow. It'll be Nick Turley on the mound tonight for the Twins and Carlos Carrasco for the Indians. That'll be on 107.5, the North Gem.
Hour number 2 of the Todd Brawlkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is in the books. What's to come in the 6 o'clock hour. We've got a Friday staple, Love It or Leave It, plus, as we mentioned, the rumored trade talks between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers for the number one pick in next week's NBA draft. That and more to come. Back with more after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving, to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You wanted the best? They're coming four abreast. It's the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Cars. The premiered Wing Warriors battle it out. The World of Outlaws Superstars. The greatest show on dirt is coming.